you're talking about the concept of Sholem, which is an integral part of Shabbos, and that we've seen that the thing that brings Sholem is one thing, a person recognizing that he is not running the world. All the matlakes, all the wars, all the lack of Sholem bayis, all the lack of chinuch yelodim, all the disagreements between neighbors stem from one thing. When a person thinks, I'm running the world, and the world is made to serve me, that causes a lack of Sholem, because he's basically disconnecting himself from everything else. He's living with a mind frame that I am an independent operator, and those around me have to serve me. And when they don't do so, then it causes a friction, causes frustration, causes anger, etc. That is the beauty of Kalal Yisrael, and that's the beauty of Shabbos. Shabbos is Yoy Menucha. Menucha means I am at peace. I'm at peace with myself, I'm at peace with those around me. Why? Because I'm taking more time and more effort to pay attention to the fact that I do not have to run the world. Hashem is running the world. And Shabbat says even that normally there's a choyl in somebody's house, it's supposed to be misbal. That's the proper status. And Shabbat, we would have misbal to choyl. Unless it's not misbal to choyl. Is there anything less than that? Not. Shabbat will be lizol kirifu kirifu. Shabbat is not time to even cry out to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Rufu will come. Rachma Rubin, the Shiv Toy Bisholah. This is written in the Gemara. The Hainu. That even that form of Ishtabas, of him Bispalta Kodesh Baruch, which is legitimate all throughout the week, is a lot of Chila, even that, I'm not doing on Shabbos. The most sweetest Shabbos in Shabbos of Melizah, the Rufu Krov Alohi, is that there's two ways of bringing Rufu. One way is by Bispalta Kodesh Baruch, that's during the week. Refeinu Hashem, Vinei Rufay. I turned to Hashem, I said, you bring the refuah, and then there will be a refuah. Because Hashem is the only one that really can bring the refuah. We rely on anything else, even doctors, not Hashem. We're missing the point. I have to go straight to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Roi Shichoy Lam Yisrael. That's during the week. On Shabbos, Hashem says, don't call out to me, don't be misbal to me. Just appreciate that I'm in charge, and I care about you, I love you tremendously. That is a sign, in some ways greater, of our bitachon Hashem, our recognition, how much we're in Hashem's hands. Because I'm saying, I really want to cry out to Kodesh Baruch to help me. And I'm even better not doing it because Hashem is telling me, just appreciate, don't worry, you don't even have to ask me. I'm in charge of things. So when we have that level of bitachon, that we overcome a natural reaction to call out to Kodesh Baruch, and we say, I'm not going to call to Kodesh Baruch, I'm not going to involve myself in the matla, I'm fully relying it's going to work out. That is such a strong and deep act of bitachon and keshet to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's the refuah krov alova. The fact that I'm not calling out to Hashem on Shabbos brings the refuah. During the week, calling out to Hashem brings the refuah. On Shabbos, I'm not calling out. The Rachma Reuben, on Shabbos, I remind myself, Hashem is so much Rachmanis, He doesn't even need me to call out to Him. During the week, Hashem wants me to call out, I'm doing it. He doesn't need it. He's doing it for me to have the schus to call out to Him. Now, the schus is to refrain, to show Him, I recognize the Rachma Reuben of the Shabbos. And the mail of the Shiv to the Sholem, if I realize all the things that I think I can do myself, or whether physically, spiritually, whatever it is, and now in Shabbos, I'm just saying, Rachma Meruvim, Shabbos the Yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I just opened my eyes to the tremendous Rachmanis, tremendous gifts Hashem gave to me, then shift to the Sholem. Then gives me peace between, within myself. Every person has certain things, he's working on himself, and he wants to advance more, he's not getting there. To say that I know Hashem created me to Yetzer Hara, Yetzer, I'm doing what I can, I'm at peace with myself, with my family, the same thing. Not everything is going exactly the way I would want it to go. But I'm pleased with that, because I realize that every member of my family is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another hour, a Shabbat is a time not only to appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, appreciate all the gifts He gave me. A Shabbat is a time we come home from the shul, a warm Shalom Aleichem to our wives and daughters and children who are at home. Every step of the day, appreciation. Wow, house looks so wonderful. And if Chas V'Shalom, for some reason, the house is not set up yet, oi, must have been some hardships. Bo. I'm going to come and work it out together with the moving instead of everything. That's the spirit of the day through the Shulchan Shabbos. We're sitting at the table together. It doesn't have to go my way, even if not everybody's cooperating. It's not a reason for me to get upset and excited about it. Peace, menucha, ava, unitova, love of everybody around me. We light the Shabbos candles. It says it's also the sholem bayis, so it should be well illuminated, well lit up, so we shouldn't bump into things. We should see the food, enjoy the food.